Vacation rentals, it's a problem across the state. There are estimates that the number of illegal units is in the thousands. To some, it's a way to supplement income. To others, it's a source of nuisance complaints, and others blame the units for changing neighborhoods and contributing to the problem of our housing crisis. Honolulu Mayor Kirk Caldwell last week announced his plan to tackle the problem, which has been festering for close to 30 years. The bills he's introduced allow for bed and breakfast units in all neighborhoods across the island while cracking down on whole home rentals with stiff fines. Some call it draconian.
If you're operating a single-family resident, unoccupied, no owner there, your fines start at $25,000 a day, going up to $100,000 a day. So pretty soon your fines are probably higher than the value of your home. We also have an ability to disgorge any profits. So if we find out you've been doing this for a while, we just caught it, any profit you made from those rentals, you have to pay back to us. In addition, liens can be placed on the property. Execution actions can be taken, and the property will be taken away from the owner for violating. So heavy, draconian type of fines to send a clear message to folks that you need to comply with the law. Get their registration number, abide by the rules and regulations, you're okay. If you don't, we're going to find out sooner or later. We're going to have people checking social media sites. We're going to probably retain a third party to help us do that, yes? Find out and come after you. Bright line, clear. We don't want to grow our bureaucracy. The guys at DPP, Department of Planning people here, are overwhelmed with work. We're not asking them to go out and do more inspection work than they already do to help them deal with that issue. The omnibus bill, should it be passed by the council, and I hope the council does act on these bills and does it quickly before the end of the year, before the start of the next legislative session, because the legislature will probably be taking up this issue too. And they're going to be looking at issues about who's going to collect the tax. And we're not opposed to folks, these platforms, collecting the tax. But we want to make sure we know when you're collecting the tax, you're collecting it from legal operators, not illegal operators. And so we'd like to get this done before the end of the year, before the legislature goes into session. And should it pass, the effective date of the omnibus bill will be May 1st, 2019.
Airbnb declined comment, but it's a member of Travel Technology Association, which issued a statement saying it fears the measures would overregulate the industry. It pointed to a study conducted by Cloninger and Sims at Commission, which included data from Expedia and Airbnb. It estimates that without alternate accommodations outside of resort areas, Oahu could lose $1 billion in economic activity. But community groups are pushing back. They want to see enforcement first before any expansion or legalizing of bed and breakfast units or additional transient vacation units. We sat down with Chuck Prentice with the group Keep It Kailua.
We're really taken aback because it has been raised a number of times and has been defeated each and every time. And now it's being brought up again. And that's a big concern for us because we very strongly oppose bed and breakfasts. They are proposing that, that they be legal everywhere, and we're strongly opposed to that. And they're also proposing that transient vacation units, the TVUs, that they be allowed in every apartment area up to 1% of the number of dwellings in the development plan areas. So that's that island-wide, they're talking up to 3,500 TVUs, and that's a serious problem, especially our apartment areas. Some of the associations don't allow it. I think some of them don't even know whether they allow it or not, to tell you the truth. And also, residents will just ignore it, and you've seen where there have been some examples of the residents and the association having to go to court to try to resolve the issue. It's going to be, I think that's going to cause more problems than it's worth.
And I know the concern for some folks has been the enforcement.
Yeah, that's a big issue for us, is the enforcement. All along we've been agreeing with a number of the other organizations like Sun Hawaii and others, and the first thing that has to happen is better enforcement. The enforcement now is it's quite a joke. You know, we have some examples of how they inspectors tried to enforce and what the results were. Also, the number of inspectors is very, very low, inadequate. And it's all tied in with not only the inspectors, but the procedures and the tools that they have to enforce. And just about everything they have, well, we know it hasn't worked because of the terrible proliferation of all these vacation rentals.
Well, the mayor's been making some reference to possibly a third party.
Well, they're proposing to hire a company to check online for all of the advertisements, which initially is a good idea. But they're going to be checking for the permit number, which is another good idea that we support. So they'll be looking for the permit numbers. And if someone advertises without a permit number, then they could be subject to a violation. But if you don't have a permit number, then it's very difficult to identify who you are, because Airbnb and some of those organizations don't release the address of the property until after you submit a deposit, after the client submits a deposit. So there's no way of knowing by a third party sitting behind a computer to know where these things are. So that's totally inadequate just to do that. The mayor has also said they're not going to increase the number of inspectors. Well, that's one of the problems. They're going to have the same number of inspectors, and they're going to have thousands of permits that they're going to issue. And there's a lot of restrictions on those permits. For example, the owner has to be living there. Well, when you look at a permit number on a computer, how do you know the owner's really living there? Right now, we have owners who say they're living there, and they don't. So there's no way they're going to be checking that, especially without more inspectors. Little things like, these are just examples, separate entrances. They don't know whether, you're not allowed to have a separate entrance for a B&B. You have to go through the front door, so you're part of the family. That's the whole idea about it, and that's the legal requirement for it. But they don't know whether there's a separate entrance or not. There's one, two doors for me, that it's illegal, has a separate entrance. That's two strikes against it. Also, the number of rooms. They're only allowed to have two rooms for each bed and breakfast, and four persons total. How do they know how many rooms they have? Right? They have no idea. So also the parking, if they say they have parking, they have no way of knowing really whether there's parking or not. So all of these things are just examples of what their proposed enforcement program is really inadequate about.
And you're a longtime Kailua resident. You yes. Remember the whole dialogue in the 80s and the friction that caused back then.
Yes, these things cause a lot of friction among the neighbors in the community. And let's go back to the 1980s. 1986, 87 is when they first added to the land use ordinance that these would be prohibited. And there was good reasons for it then, and there's good reasons for it now. In fact, there's better reasons for it now. We're really shocked because of the housing crisis issue. The mayor and council have repeatedly stated that Oahu is currently facing a housing shortage and a housing cost crisis, while at the same time proposing to transform much-needed homes and apartments into these hotel-like businesses. It's a total contradiction. It seems like a movement that is totally opposite from what the needs of the island are. One argument that the mayor and council member Ikaika Anderson has used is that there are seniors who need the B&B income, but then they're allowing everybody to have a B&B. So why didn't they just limit the permits to those who have the seniors' property tax exemption? That would be a very simple administrative move, which would really not require much enforcement because they know who those people are. So if you got the senior citizens exemption, those people are over 65 years old, then you might say, well, you know, they need a little help. I know here, actually, on the mainland, I've experienced a number of instances where it's a large problem here. I didn't think it was much here, but someone said, gosh, yeah, I already know about one of those. And that's where people have had to either sell their homes or give up their homes because they can't afford the property taxes, especially on the East Coast. And I didn't think it was happening here, but I've heard of at least one experience of that already. So it might make sense to allow the senior citizens to do that.
Okay. So there are a number of things that you like and you think are good things in the mayor's bills, but there are also some things that you're not happy about.
No, the overall idea of making these things legal is, as I say, totally absurd. And they're talking about transient vacation units in apartment areas. And that's the area where we have the most serious housing crisis, is the condo and the apartment areas. And they would even allow vacation rentals in these two- and three-story walk-ups that are the areas that or the units that are most needed by the lowest income people in the community who having trouble, and some of them end up homeless out on the street. It's all related to that, and I just can't understand the thinking behind this whole thing.
So during this process, I believe the mayor's team sought input from various groups. Did you folks in Save Oahu's Neighborhoods suggest ideas?
The representative from the Save Oahu's Neighborhoods was on the mayor's task force. They were aware of our concerns and expressed them. And apparently it didn't do much good. They can't even enforce the rules they have now, and they're talking about increasing the numbers almost infinitely. And so how are they going to enforce it? They can't enforce it now. But I do have some numbers here for the Windward Kolaupoka area. Then this is the numbers that would apply if the mayor's proposal goes through. They say that you can have transient vacation units up to 1% of the housing units in that development plan area. So in our development plan area, we have 36,894 housing units. So that means you could have up to 369 TVU permits in apartments. And all of the apartments in Kailua are within walking distance of the beach. All our condominiums, all our new ones, all our old ones, all our expensive ones, all our reasonable ones, they're all fair game here. When you look at that number, 369 for Kaneohe, Kailua, and Waimanalo, but there's no control over distribution. So one experience we have tells us what might happen. The current distribution, when you take the non-conforming use permits that exist and you take the transient vacation rental units, there are 0% of those are in Kaneohe, 94% in Kailua, and 6% in Waimanalo. So out of this 369 for the whole Windward area, 347 could be in Kailua versus we now have 29.
So your point is that that neighborhood is shouldering then a great deal of the burdens.
And they don't seem to care. They don't have the management to address that issue.
That was Chuck Prentice with the group Keep It Kailua. We're told that the bills that the Kahlo administration introduced are expected to be reviewed by the Planning Commission and the City Council.